This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A lot of us think pain is pain, but it turns out pain could be different for men versus women. A new study out of the University of Texas at Dallas shows that the mechanisms that drive pain appear to be separate for the two genders. Neuroscientist Ted Price with UT Dallas helped conduct the research, and he's here to talk about the findings. Ted Price, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Your study says the origin of pain seems to differ between the sexes. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, so we concentrate on trying to understand how acute pain can turn into chronic pain. Acute pain seems to be very similar between males and females, but the mechanisms that cause pain to persist and become chronic do seem to be quite different. The specific study that we're talking about, we did in preclinical models using mice, and what we found was that the mechanism driving how pain became chronic in males and in females involves the dopamine system. So dopamine is a neurotransmitter that modulates many things. Many people know about it because of Parkinson's disease. And what we found was that a certain kind of dopamine receptor plays a key role in modulating chronic pain or producing chronic pain in males, and a completely different receptor plays a role in doing the same thing in females. So it's the same neurotransmitter, but different receptors.
So let's say I stub my toe and it hurts. What's causing me to register that pain?
When you stub your toe, it's a relatively simple situation. You stub your toe and the signal goes into your spinal cord and it goes on up to your brain. And as far as we know, that happens exactly the same in men and women. There's no difference in those types of circuits. The problem would be, you know, if you happen to stub your toe and you did it on the side of a piano and the leg went out and the piano fell on your foot, and 3 months later you're still hurting because the piano would cause a major injury. That's where things seem to diverge between men and women. So in men, certain pathways are engaged that cause the pain to persist. And if you still have pain 3 months after, by most current definitions, that would be chronic pain. And they seem to be much different in women.
I'm wondering, why would pain need to originate differently between the two genders? I'm wondering why the mechanism would have to be different for that.
I would love to say that I have something meaningful to say about that. Yeah. I mean, we have lots of ideas. I have really basically no evidence. I would say in the pain field right now that this is one of the hottest areas of research, so that there are lots of people that are really actively working on this. I feel like we'll start to get to the bottom of it relatively soon, but we don't necessarily have to know what the underlying mechanism is to start to think about coming up with new therapeutics and also maybe designing clinical trials differently. I mean, it may just be wrong to develop a new potential therapeutic for chronic pain and take it into the clinic and test it in a population that's not stratified by males and females.
I was about to say that. I'm guessing this kind of points to the possibility of pain drugs being developed specifically and differently for men and women.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we're really excited about is there's a new class of therapeutics that are being close to going on the market for migraine. These are the anti-calcitonin gene-related peptide antibodies. So this peptide is well known to play a role in migraine. There have been a lot of clinical trials, and we have a lot of evidence from our lab that those therapeutics may actually be effective in lots of different types of chronic pain in females, and not effective in males at all. So we're excited that when these get approved, that physicians interested in doing clinical trials could use these for basically off-label use and potentially demonstrate that they can be effective for other types of pain in females. We would predict, based on what we know from the work we're doing in the lab right now, that they could be effective for things like post-surgical pain in females and not males.
Ted Price is the head of neuroscience at the University of Texas at Dallas. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.